It's time for the Second Funniest Podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. I am your host, Justin Wersch. This is episode 464. With me, as always, is the one, the only. It has been said of him that sound waves are what he surfs upon. The KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Justin Borsham.
That's a good one. I wish I would have gotten that one. He is one side. That's a good one. Maybe I'll save that one for next week. We might have to write that one down. All right. I want to start with this because it's the least significant and least video game oriented thing, but I ended with it earlier this week.
I was glitching, which was the...
I didn't get that.
I know. I didn't want to be like a weirdo.
No, I figured everybody else got it but me.
That's why.
I was willing to move on. I was like, all right. I was talking a little bit about... you were playing that song. From the dance, or So You Think You Could Dance.
I remember.
We watched The Voice, and there's a song on here that I watched, Madagascar 3. Have you seen this movie?
No, is it good?
I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I love the first two movies.
I could be really messed up.
No.
Because
they're great films. DreamWorks does good movies.
I really saw
the first one, ran out and bought the second one.
This is the third one to me is what a movie is when you're like, okay, we've developed these characters, now let's let them do what they do. Like, they already have things, and then this is the time that they got to play.
I was telling this to my wife, that there's a weird continuity issue between the first Madagascar and the second Madagascar.
I'm listening.
Which makes me want to see the third Madagascar to see if they approach it at all. So the premise of the first film, in terms of animated movies, is kind of dark, right? They're like four zoo friends that leave their plush life and get trapped on an island in Madagascar and are forced to on an island, and they start to do like the stereotypical cartoon characters on an island thing and start to get like the lion's like, oh, I could eat you. Yeah. He turns into like a
Everybody turns into a steak.
Yeah, like I can eat you. So he actually takes a bite out of the butt of Chris Rock.
Marty.
Marty. And so that's a whole thing within the story, and then he like realizes that his friendship's more important than living, I suppose, and eating other people. And so then in the second film, they go to Africa, right? And they just by happenstance gets to meet his tribe that he was from, and everybody gets to meet who they used to live with. And they never mention where all the food is coming from. But the lions and the zebras are all living together with no problem at all. Nobody goes, oh, yeah, we had to solve.
That's not a continuity issue.
But it raises a question because he even mentions, like, oh, I can, like, in the end of the second film, he goes,
This is why we're nerds.
I know it's you because I see where I bit you in the butt. But I feel like that raises this question of.
Oh, he mentioned that?
Yeah.
Oh,
so okay. they don't even gloss over. They tie it in from the first film. So it raises this question of who are they eating? All these lions are eating these zebras.
That would be a great parody of Madagascar 2, where there's just a jungle boat cruise like type scene where it's just the zebra laying a skeleton with a half-eaten zebra carcass and like, Marty.
Uh-oh. There are all these moments
in my
childhood where I realized I was special. And they were because I had the ability to notice weird things like that. For example, the Ewoks movies they had for made-for-TV films. The first Ewok movie, did you watch any of these? These made-for-TV films that were based on the third Star Wars film?
No.
They have all these Ewok films. They have this first one where this little girl and her brother are traveling across Endor to find their dad and mom who have been kidnapped by this giant Ewok, this like giant rah, rah, rah. So the whole movie is about them trekking across the plains of Endor with Wicket and the other people, and they finally rescue him. It's like, yay, that's the end of the movie. You did it. Yay. Then in the sequel that came out the next year on this made-for-TV film, within the first 4 minutes of the movie, the brother, the mom, and the dad are all killed. And it happens like right after the events of the first movie. So if you watch them in the continuity of the whole film. Like, if you watch them as one long movie, it'd be like, yay, we saved them, and they die.
But you'd probably have some amazing John Williams music as an intermission.
No, it's not, it's a made-for-TV film. So it was like...
J.W. didn't get on
that? No, it was like a, it was his brother, like R.W.
J.O.N.?
No strings, just literally that. Literally that noise.
But you were telling a better story. Sorry, I just...
No. So I got the Madagascar movie. I zapped it on the TiVo, and we were watching it. And I enjoyed it. It's very funny, in my opinion. The villain is outstanding. It's a great dynamic, but I don't know why it is. And I would love to say that it's because I had children that I became this emotional. But as I've said, I think on this show and my other show, that I cried at Blue Steel. So before that, my claim to fame was that I think it was Iron Man. I cried at Iron Man.
Iron Man? What part of Iron Man?
I think it was the father. There was a father-son dynamic that made me weep.
In the first Iron Man.
Maybe it was Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2, there's a father-son dynamic. That's pretty potent.
Yeah.
Iron Man, well, I cried at Independence Day.
Yeah, but a lot of people did.
Really?
Yeah.
What part?
I don't know, but I there's Independence Day versus Real Steel, though. Like, I'm sitting there
both,
going,
I'm saying there
are no robots going to get them.
They're on the same plane,
it's
is what I'm telling you.
Getting the tar beat out of them. Well, I cried in Madagascar. This is a slight spoiler alert, but they do a circus, right?
Yeah. You see that in the previews.
The premise is that they do a circus.
Can you sing the song he sings? But he has great words.
What Afro Circus. Poke it out, Afro. Like,
that's it. Yeah, that's it.
And there's a great payoff with that I won't ruin. But
finally.
At last.
Sexist.
But anyway, there's this great thing where the old tiger, he has this thing that he does where he jumps through really tiny hoops and literally gets down to the size of a ring, and then to heighten it decides to set on fire, and then he catches on fire, loses all his hair, and it grows back, of course, but now he's afraid to jump through hoops and he can't do it and everything. And so the lion, Alex, talks him into it and gets him to do it, and then he does it at the beginning when they're going to unveil their new circus that they've now made. And then he takes the stick that the ring is on, and he takes it in and puts it back into the ground, and he starts stirring it around, and the neon lights, and the stage starts moving with like this swirl, and this song starts playing right here. This is, he's moving the stick. Wait. Like a plastic bag. Maybe this is the wrong one. But anyway, it's Katy Perry. I think this is the right one, but it's just timed better for the movie. But it's Katy Perry's Firework, and then all of the animals start doing their part or whatever, and they're having this great show, and I am bawling like a baby.
Wow.
Just tears running down my face. It's almost because laughable how hard I am
crying.
Are
you in the theater?
No, I'm at my house.
Because, I mean, there's something...
Here, this is it. This is when he's stirring it. Yeah, I may well up right here.
But see, because they're...
right here, damn it. Stay strong.
He's really doing it. He's doing it.
You can do it.
Hold it in.
Listen, you're a firework, damn it. You're special.
But see, this is emotional tampering.
Yeah.
That's like, that. Remove the animation. That's a beautiful, like, her voice alone. We were built to respond to that. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I have no doubt on
that. And then the little bear's riding around on the Ducati, and the side, they're like, look, and the people are amazed by this amazing circus. Oh, son of a bitch. So powerful.
Made it interesting.
So stupid. So stupid, but it did get me.
Are you glitching again?
Yep. Yeah. Should be a dance.
You got it that time.
Should be a
second
dance.
Second time around. Oh. Well, I'm sorry I made you cry.
That's so funny. But what else were we supposed to talk about? Do you want to do PS Vita and then glitching?
Tell me how much you love your PS Vita.
I love it a lot.
What do you got on it?
Now I bought the Madden package, so I have Madden.
I want that. Do you have it here tonight?
No, I didn't bring
my
Vita.
Why didn't you bring your Vita?
I was going to, but then I'm like, well, then we're going to podcast.
It's like you don't understand. It's a gaming podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about video games.
You talk about video games.
What do you talk about?
Katy Perry.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, damn, we're funny.
All one word. Fair enough.
No, I was going to bring it. Then I was like, I don't know why. I should have. I will from now on. But anyway, always. So I have that. I have the one I'm really...
What's that like? What's the... Because I thought about
it. It's
hard to drop $45, though, on a game, I feel.
Yeah.
For a mobile game.
Yeah.
They're awesome. I just... Like, I haven't purchased Uncharted yet for the PS Vita because I'm like, that's $44.95.
Oh, take mine.
I can't... Oh, you have it on a cartridge,
yeah.
Huh?
This is why I buy hard copies.
Oh, you're very smart.
See, the new daddy over there, he buys the download games.
Because I will play a game, stop, and go back to it.
Yeah.
Like, and that happens all the time. I'll drop Gravity Rush or Sound Shapes and come back to it a month later and be like, oh, yeah, this is fun.
I purchased as a download, I think it was Little Big Planet. I bought that as a download because it was only like $30, I want to say.
Yeah.
And then I bought...
Did you unlock all your cross-buy stuff?
What's that mean?
Any of the stuff, some of the stuff that you purchased, show up in the other game.
Yeah, so I bought costumes for my Little Big Planet dudes in my Vita, uh-huh. And then I could change them over so that Jacob could be like Iron Man and stuff. When I played with you that one time on the Vita and you came out as Iron Man, I'm like, oh, well, I have to get this for Jacob. He's going to love it.
The Toy Story downloads aren't available yet in
the Vita.
But the story, I imagine that's because they were attached to story
I can't
levels.
Find those levels you were talking about. We're getting way off the idea of entertaining people that are listening. But you mentioned there were Avengers levels and Toy Story levels, but all I could find was costume packs online.
No, they're called stories. I'll show you when we're done.
Okay.
But they're in Little Big Planet 1, I believe, maybe it's only in 2, but I'm pretty sure it's in 1. Oh, you know, it might be in 2. It might only
be
in
2. I bought 2.
Have you loaded up 2?
Yeah, but I haven't played it. I
load it up, play it, and you'll see there are places to download more stories.
Oh, it's so within the game that you buy it.
Exactly.
I see. They're available not from the. I was looking for add-ons to the PlayStation Store.
Because Little Big Planet has its own like internal micro
store, like
an in-app
purchase type idea.
Yeah, exactly.
They have
their own deal.
So I have Little Big Planet. I bought I bought the Uncharted game. Already finished it, and I love that. This really sounds like I'm blowing so much sunshine up the dude's ass, but that Nolan North is a really talented mother. Like,
oh, wow.
He is, that dude's got a gift.
Mm.
He really does. You and I have talked about it during our break, but I started to try to do more voiceover work because it's easy for me to do at home with the kid, and then while I'm on the road, it's something, and I started making some money doing it, and that was nice, and... but it's hard with my kid, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so I took some workshops with Mick Wingert, who's the voice of Poe, friend of yours. He was on our show. And
from Kung Fu Panda, seen on Nickelodeon.
And he, great guy, like really smart, really knows everything. And I'm just taking commercial workshops to do commercial voiceovers. And he's talking to me about like retail reads and like story analysis and it's interesting where you have to figure out the story of a commercial. And so when you just kind of do that stuff, it's just like when you drive a car, like if for most of our listeners that don't have a license, like if you you buy a certain backpack or something and then you go around school and you notice, oh, everybody has that similar backpack but a different color. Like you just become aware of it when you have it, if that makes sense. So I just started really paying attention to what the voice was doing. And that dude is on a bunch of cartoon shows that my kid loves.
Yeah.
He's Krang in Ninja Turtles. He's Superboy.
Oh, he got Krang on Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, and it's brilliant. And it's funny. It sounds nothing like him. And then you listen to him in Assassin's Creed. You listen to him in Uncharted. And just a talented, talented dude who just the subtlety in what he's
Krang,
doing.
And that makes me feel good when I hear the big names.
Yeah, Nolan North beat you for Krang.
I'm like, well, then why?
What
did
you do?
That?
Can I ask?
Yeah, I could be able to pull it up here in a minute.
Oh, that's funny. Maybe we'll play it on next episode.
It was something like. Because it was an early version of it. So it was like he always refers to himself in the first person. All of them refer to themselves in the first person. Is this still in the show?
Yeah.
Is that it? So it was like, Krang do this, Krang do that. I can't remember. It was
you're right.
The audition.
But if you did that, then what Nolan North did is essentially what you did.
Yeah.
He goes, the turtles are here to the place from which you have said they would be, and now they are here. Like, it's
over
repetition.
Exactly what I sounded like.
That's the humor of it, only it's Nolan North doing that voice.
So it was better.
Yeah.
Because
I would imagine. I don't know.
The other thing about Nolan for the Uncharted games is that he's not only, it's not just voice, as we revealed on our episode with him, is that it's all stop motion. So he's learning blocking.
I was curious to see if he did that for the
Krang.
Vita game.
Because he probably is.
For Krang. No, for the Vita games and even like the first Uncharted. Like, I feel like that was an Uncharted 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I could do some Google research of it. But anyway, talented
mother. No, I think that was in the first Uncharted as well. I think that was stop motion.
They were stop motion. Yeah, all right. I believe it.
And motion capture.
But he's just a uber talented guy that I found out through conversations with him and on the Twitter land that he is booking a ton of like movies and stuff simply because people enjoy his work on Uncharted. Like,
really?
He's done.
How did he get that gig? We should have asked him that question.
I think it was just an audition. Like, wow. I think he did tell the story on the episode where it was just a regular audition.
I should listen to that.
But if there's another great interview, because I know that I can't remember his name, and I apologize, but the dude that recommended we get him on the show a long time ago, there's a great podcast called Talking Tunes with Rob Paulson, who was a big VO actor. He did all the Animaniacs and all Pinky and the Brain.
He's the godfather.
He was the original Raphael on the Ninja Turtles. And now
is he not on it again?
He's on Donatello now.
Yeah, he moved over to Donatello.
Sean Ashton does a great Raphael. It's hilarious. He kind of does...
Creatures called the Turtles. The usefulness of this will be proven more usefully with the more watching of this.
Yeah, no, his is way different. No,
creatures called the Turtles.
These are different versions, I guess.
Oh, okay.
This is fascinating radio.
This is our fight with the creatures called the Turtles. The usefulness of this will be proven more usefully with the more watching of this.
That's the best I got.
Looks yeah. So his is the usefulness of this will be proven with the more watching
more
of this. Like, that's how he does it. And but anyway, what got me onto that? I don't know. Oh, so I was playing Uncharted. Great
PS
game.
PS Vita.
There's a couple things that I really like the way it plays. And then what else did I buy? I bought the new Assassin's Creed Liberation for Vita only. So that'll be coming a few days before the Assassin's Creed 3 comes, because I pre-ordered that too. I played some Little Big Planet on it. I really like that. I bought old games. Oh, RC, the MotorStorm RC game is a lot of fun. If you're ever into RC cars, it's a fun little game. And I've almost finished all the unlockables. The only thing I wish it had was I really wish it had online racing. Like, I wish I could do more of that online type play.
I really enjoyed when we were playing Little Big Planet on our Vitas together.
That was a lot of fun.
Laying in bed next to my wife and my son. Cat's like, what are you doing? I was like, playing Little Big Planet with my best friend.
Yeah, I really...
And then I thought, I wonder what he's doing right now.
I was sitting on the couch by myself in my living room while everybody else was asleep upstairs.
You could have done
I don't know why I told you to you like this.
What were you really doing, Justin? Say it in Krang's voice.
Sitting in the couch of which I sat upon while my people were in the upstairs area, which exists above the living room area.
Perfect.
Yeah, suck on that, North.
Oh.
Yeah, now we're not friends.
Like that guy.
I love that guy.
He just un-Facebook friended you.
He's very aware of us. So I like the RC game. That's a lot of fun. I wish there was an online thing. I did like playing with you. That made me think of, I was playing Little Big Planet with Jacob and some listeners, and I'm sorry, I can't associate. I know some of you by first name, but I don't know you by first name and gamer tag as well.
Yeah.
So, but some of you guys joined us.
Oh, you're Googie489. Yeah.
I will never remember that. Yeah. And if you want to call me an a-hole because of it, so be it.
But, that's why mine is easy to remember. The Kevin Miller.
But anyway, we played Little Big Planet, and somebody's like, hey, I'll play with you. They go, let's play. And I go, I'm playing with my kids, so if that's cool. And our listeners are cool. Like, I joined in when they helped us get to 1,000 likes on Facebook. Jacob talked to them on the Skype party they had.
Fun.
And so they've chatted with him about stuff, and so they just... Like, all of a sudden, it was funny for Jacob because we're playing the game. And he's like, who are these guys? Like,
no doubt.
New characters just show up. And I said, oh, those are friends that listen to the podcast that Dad does with Kevin. He's like, oh, okay. And he's like, fine.
Cool.
It was great because with a game like Little Big Planet, it's not like it ruins it that my kid is only 4 and not very good at it. So he still does run around jumping on cactuses because that's what's fun to him. And the highlight is when he accidentally grabs somebody and starts tugging him. He's like, he does dialogue from like, come on, I'll get you over here. You come over here. Like, it's cute and adorable. So I played with them for about 20 minutes until we had to leave. But that was not Vita oriented. I apologize. But I bought most recently, and I'm playing right now, is the Assassin's Creed for PSP. And I started, and it's funny because that's where I really like this idea of being able to download games. This new kind of, it's kind of new, but not, it's not mainstream necessarily yet, but they're really trying hard to make it like the way to do it, because that really takes care of that, you know, multiple resale that they don't get to tap in market. Yeah,
yeah. And you can't give it to someone else.
Nope. Yeah.
Because I wonder what would happen if I gave you my other memory card, because I just upgraded from the 8 to the 32. If you plug my 8-bit card into your PS Vita, I don't think it'll read it.
And trying to play your games?
I don't think it'll read it because I think
it'll read the card, but I think it won't let me access the games because they're associated with your PlayStation
ID.
Much like iTunes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so I got I had this thing where I'm like, oh, well, I'll buy the hard disk because I could probably get it used. I'm like, oh, no, it's for PSP. You can't play that on the Vita.
Yeah.
So I bought, for $20, I bought the old Assassin's Creed game for PSP and then the old Gods of War game.
You bought it on the Vita, right?
Yeah, the Vita, but it's an old PSP game.
Right, right, right.
So I got those, so I'm going to be enjoying those.
So it looks good. It has, like, the black bars on the side, right? Missing.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no touchscreen interface, yeah.
No, and it doesn't, which is funny, it doesn't have the right analog stick. I didn't know the PSP didn't have two analog sticks.
No.
So the way you control the camera, and this is what's irritating, is that I guess they didn't even bother to take, I don't know how hard this is, so it's unfair for me to get up on this high horse, but like, in order to move the camera in the Assassin's Creed game, you have to hold down the L1 button and then use the four directions of the buttons, the triangle, circle, X, and square. Those are your camera directions in the same way you would use the right analog stick.
Yeah.
And what's hilarious is that my right thumb will move that right analog stick without me even thinking about it. It's like trying to TiVo your radio. Anybody who's ever been through that knows exactly what I'm talking about. That's what I'm doing with my right thumb
the
whole time.
The world is not backwards compatible.
Yeah, and then I catch myself. I'm like, why isn't this camera moving?
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, L1. And then I get, I have this moment, like fire bad.
Is Star Wars... What's the name? I have it sitting on the shelf over here. The Star Wars... what's the game where you have like an army of 100 people in a Star
Battlefront.
Wars...
Battlefront.
Yeah, Battlefront. Is that is that available on the Vita?
Honestly, all I did was go through A to L, and I found Assassin's Creed and God of War in the A to L, and I was like, oh, I'll play both of those. I don't even think I got past God of War in G. Like, I bought them, and then I go,
that's
enough.
Yeah, I saw Chrono Trigger was available for $10 on there. I'm really considering getting that. There's a couple of minis that I think look really decent. There's one where you swing a hammer and some sort of physics engine stuff that's only, like, $4. And they go, we might as well just drop the coins and check that action out. I really want Parappa the Rappa, but I think it's still like $24, and I have a hard time spending $24.
Yeah, that's a $10 game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is a 10-year-old, it's a 12-year-old game, not for 12-year-olds. It's 12 years old.
Yeah.
The game itself should be in junior high.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have to pay $24 for that game. No,
I don't
know.
Unless there's I can't imagine that there's a lot, because that's...
There's no new content. It's... 6 songs.
Is that even... Did the PlayStation... I can't remember. Did the PlayStation 1 always have 2 trigger buttons?
Yes. No, okay. It had left and right, but it didn't
have... it had the trigger buttons like the Super Nintendo.
Yes, on the top.
But it didn't have the L2 and R2.
No.
Not until PlayStation 2, right?
Yep, correct.
So then there's no reason... There's no porting.
Was Parappa the Rappa PS1 or was it... Oh, wow, that's how old.
Because Natalie used to play it at the... at Nickelodeon.
Got it.
All the time.
Because we played Chrono Trigger on our SNES. So when it kept saying, this is a PS1 classic, I was like, no, that's on the Super Nintendo. No, they wouldn't have that. They're going to have Super Mario World on my PS Vita.
That's
no
funny.
Matter how many letters I write.
Dear Congressman.
please make them. No, it just makes me so mad that I have invested hundreds of dollars in Skylander figures, and they will not put a Skylanders game on my Vita to the point where I'm like, do I need to go?
Why can't they just put the app?
I don't
know. It's just touchscreen.
Oh, that one. But there's another game for the DS, for the Nintendo DS.
A Skylanders game.
A Skylanders game that's completely different than the Skylanders game that's on the console. And it includes a mini version of the portal that only fits one Skylander at a time. So the whole point of the game is that, you know, you can play on the Xbox 360, on the PS, or the Wii, or then you can take your Skylanders and play them on a different game on your Nintendo DS using this other mini portal. And I was like, the peripheral exists, everything about it exists, except for that they haven't ported it over to the Vita, so I don't think they ever will, because I think the Vita is targeting towards an older market than the DS. All the same, I have written letters.
That's the other thing that kind of becomes frustrating as a new Vita owner, is that when you kind of look at the existing library, You're like, ugh. But I feel like they're really...
It's four times as big as it was launch date.
Really?
For those of us that are early adopters, yeah. In line at midnight on February 22nd. There was nothing.
Bless you. Because there'll be some stuff. And then I look and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, there's not a lot going
on. I know there's coming. It scares...
Little Big Planet 2 changed everything. When that game came out for the Vita, it blew the roof off the console for me.
Oh,
I was like, oh, now this is... Because that was supposed to be a launch title. That was at E3 the year before, and they got delayed. And I think the stuff that they delayed... Have I said this on the show? All the touch interactivity was not at E3. All the, touch the screen...
For the Vita.
Yeah, for the Vita, and make the blocks go forward and backward. All that stuff of, interact with the screen. It wasn't any of that. It
so
was
they had
just,
to reprogram and redesign levels.
I think that they went back and were like, we're not using all the awesomeness that is the Vita, or it just took them
and
a
Little
long
Big
time.
Planet is a Sony property. Am I wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it makes sense that you're like, well, we got to do all this stuff, jerks.
Right. And it's worth it. The delay was worth it.
Oh, yeah. It's
it
a great
a
game.
Phenomenal.
I'm really
game.
Enjoying it.
How far
it?
Into it are you?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think I'm third.
What's the world like? What's the.
I can't remember because I've been playing that and Little Big Planet.
Oh, yeah,
so
sure,
it's
sure.
Like I keep getting them mixed up. Because
the story of Little Big Planet Vita is very similar to Little Big Planet 2. Almost to the point of the worlds that you go to and kind of the turn that it takes. It was like, so you guys have one story. Is that what's going on? And now they're set
bots. I feel like I'm okay with that. I really
I'm
do.
Not complaining. I'm just saying that a game that touts that the whole point is about imagination just seems like they could have come up with something.
But it's pretty heavy in imagination, but I think it's unfair of us to go, hey, make two games. And by the way, one of them is going to have to be less than a full-price game. Because nobody's going to pay full price for a mobile game.
That might be true. Maybe it started as a port and they let it evolve. Because it is, if it were different people, you'd have to say it's uncanny. It's like the exact same template of the first world's like this.
I really
the
think that it's a
like
business
this.
That they have to come up with those similarities to help them, you know what I mean, to make more money to
maybe.
Be able to keep going. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's also that it was stuff that was in there. That a story is not the point of the game. The point of the game is the awesome world of these intricate jumps.
I really have enjoyed that, and I really like the layout of Little Big Planet, where it's it looks like a kid built it out of cardboard in their backyard.
That's exactly.
And
it's all digital versions of stuff that looks fake.
Yeah.
It's like where art style right now is you spend all this time to make it look like you spent no time on it.
Right.
And that's what Little Big Planet nails to a T, where you're like, this looks cheap and man-made, and it is incredibly beautiful and handcrafted. It's a gorgeous game.
I need to set up my Madden thing online. That's the thing I want to do.
How much is that game? It's $35.
Right? Yeah, but not for Vita. That's not what they did for Vita is the old school version of the game where you have game modes where you could play franchise, you could play
Can
just
play
an exhibition
other?
Game. Oh yeah. Yeah, but the
that's happening.
Maybe that's I'll buy it for you as an early birthday
oh,
present.
Oh, maybe. Well, I want Skylanders. I dropped.
But that's something. Well, I guess it's unfair.
For those of you who live out here on the West Coast or in the South South Coast region, we have these stores called Fry's that do this internet matching
thing. Yeah, that's great.
Dude, I told you about this, right? Yeah. Have you done it before?
No, but I'm going to do it when I get Mass Effect.
So it blew me away because they have a poster out that's for a couple months that says we match internet prices. And I was like, that's just a bait and switch thing. So we were walking into the store just to price the 32 megabit cards for the PS Vita. And meanwhile, I didn't buy it at GameStop because they were retailing for $100. And I knew at Amazon they were $100 or $80. So I go and I'm like, I'm just going to ask. And I was like, does this count for the Vita? They're like, oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. What site? I'm like, Amazon? He's like, $80?
You'd have to print. Oh, he pulled it up on his
He's like, $80? I was like, yeah, that's what I had. He's like, it's print. He prints out a little quote and he says, take this up to the front. And that's all it took. I took the quote and the thing that I wanted all the way up to the front. And they're like, here you go. And they charged me $80. So it's like, free coupon forever. Anytime. Because how many DVDs and stuff are on ridiculous sale on Amazon the week? Like Avengers and stuff. I got the Blu-ray Super Combo Pack.
I pre-ordered Avengers and it dropped in price by $8 by the time it shipped.
Yeah. Because they
cheap, and they credit it.
And had I gone to Fry's, I could have had it the moment it was released for $16 or whatever it was because of what the Vita did. The glitch in today's episode was the lack
glitch.
Of glitching.
We'll do it next week. What could possibly
go wrong? Well, next
week
is Halloween, so we're going to talk about scary stuff.
Oh, snap-a-doodles.
What?
Do you have another song, or do you want me to use
actually.
Our usual one?
Thanks for asking.
Yes.
What makes you go bump in the night? You know what I'm saying? Podcast style.
Oh. Uh-oh. Give us a call. 408-228-4911. That's our answering machine booting up. That's me searching for our email, which is show at secondfunniespodcast.com.
It's true, I crave you.
I do crave you. I crave your emails. I crave your tweets. At Second Funniest. Join the conversation on Facebook.com/Second Funniest Podcast. Good taste of music, sir.
Thank you.
You like to pop and lock, I feel.
Like it, yeah.
I imagine you're...
My wife didn't know this about me. She thinks I only like Death Cab for Cutie and Coldplay. And I was listening to this. She's like, I like this. So I was like, I listen to electronica, house punk, and moody music for teenagers.
All right. The next time you make adult magic time, I want you to throw this song on and come in, pop it and lock it.
We're on the wrong
wearing
show.
Wearing nothing but some black socks, bro. my twitching friend, Kevin Miller. This is just the words I'm saying.
Okay, bye.
Inappropriate.